Hi, Craig James with a look at the key economic and financial events in the coming week. Well, the central focus of the coming week is going to be inflation. And unlike many other countries, in Australia, the data is only produced quarterly, so it takes on a degree of importance given that it is less frequently published. Having said this, in the current environment, investors are probably more focused on activity indicators rather than inflation. But the main measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, is published on Wednesday. Data on export and import prices follow on Thursday. And the business inflation figures, or the producer price indexes, they're out on Friday. In terms of the CPI, prices probably bounced 1.4% higher in the September quarter, boosting the annual rate from minus 0.3% to plus 1%. If we look at the underlying measure, the trim mean may have increased by 0.4% in the quarter or 1.2% annual. Apart from inflation, also in focus in the coming week is the CommSec State of the States report on Monday, together with early trade data for September. The Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Michelle Bullock, she speaks on Tuesday, and there's private sector credit or loans outstanding figures on Friday. If we turn to overseas events, it is the usual packed week in the United States. Housing indicators really dominate, but the highlights are probably the economic growth figures on Thursday and the US personal income and spending figures on Friday. In terms of the GDP or economic growth figures, the US economy may have rebounded at a 32% annual pace in the September quarter after falling 31.4% in the June quarter. Amongst other things to watch, well, clearly the focus will be on election developments in the United States. And the September quarter profit reporting season in the US rolls on. Enjoy your week.